We tend to have a fatalistic approach to aging and illness along the lines of, well, it runs in the family, or I'm just getting older. But I've had the opportunity to interview leaders in Alzheimer's research at the University of North Texas and UT Southwestern and attend seminars with the Alzheimer's Association. The prevailing wisdom is that only 5% are genetically predisposed to Alzheimer's. And of that 5%, not all get Alzheimer's. And let's look at cancer. When I was little, and that was 50 years ago, you hardly heard of cancer. And current statistics now indicate that 1 in 3 women will get breast cancer. That is a huge change in only 50 years. And that points to environment, not genetics. Pre-med biology gave me a good foundation for understanding the biological systems that run our body, but it took a solid crash and burn to understand that our bodies, like a car engine, need to be serviced regularly, much like changing oil and adding gas to make it run. The bright side is that I learned that much of what we call aging is a myth, and cumulative effects of neglect can truly be reversed. Not to be redundant, but the body is designed to heal itself. And given the right tools, you'd be surprised at what can be fixed.